It's a very special time when a little child sits on your lap and becomes quiet. If you've got little children of your own, you know what I'm talking about. It's been another loud and busy day, playing and pretending, arguing and fighting, laughing and crying, singing and shouting, loudly demanding a book or a toy or a snack, asking a multitude of questions, most of them beginning with, why? But after a day buzzing with all that action and noise, there comes a special quiet time. The questions and games and tears are forgotten. The little one slumps, quiet and content on your lap. The eyelids begin to droop, and before long the child is sleeping. It's a relief after a busy, noisy day, but it's also a very precious moment. As you hold that child so calm and content in your arms, your heart swells with a tender feeling you really can't describe. Even if you don't have children of your own, you may still remember when you yourself were little and enjoyed resting in the arms of your mom or dad. There's nothing quite like that quiet time, when you stop running and squirming and asking and arguing, and lie quietly in the arms of someone much stronger who loves you very much. All of us need this sense of trust and calmness long beyond childhood. Even if you were fortunate enough to grow up in a stable and loving home, you may now find that those carefree days are only a distant memory. Now that you're grown up, you face many worries, you struggle with questions you can't answer, and you're so busy you never have a chance to relax. Maybe you long for the days of childhood, when you could just let go of all your difficulties and curl up on your mother's lap. But those days are gone. You're not a child anymore. You're realistic enough to know that, but you still miss it. Well, even if you're not a little child anymore, there is a quiet place for you. A place where you can stop being an adult, where you don't have to have all the answers, where you can forget about your worries and simply relax in the arms of someone who is much greater and wiser than you are, someone who loves you. Someone you can trust. You can find quietness and serenity through trusting in God and resting in His love and wisdom and power. When you come to the Lord in faith, you're like a little child quieting down in the arms of its mother. You don't always understand. You don't always get what you want. You may even ask questions or complain. But you can still trust Him, and you can rest secure in God's arms of love. In Psalm 131, the Bible records a very short, very simple, and very precious poem of David. It's a poem of complete peace and serenity. In a few moments, I'll read Psalm 131 and explore its meaning, but first, let's listen to a musical version of it by John Michael Talbot.
Come and steal your soul like a child at rest on its daddy's knee. Come and steal your soul.
My heart is not proud, O Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. But I have stilled and quieted my soul. Like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore. King David was a great king and a brilliant poet, but he had the heart of a child, a heart full of humility and trust. He realized that no matter how important he became, he still had to humble himself like a little child before God. He knew that no matter how hectic his life became, no matter what dangers and difficulties he had to face, he could quiet his soul by resting like a young child in God's loving care. David knew that some things were too great for him, and he had to leave them in God's hands. One matter which is too great for any of us is the matter of earning God's favor and entering His kingdom. As long as we're trying to save ourselves, we will never experience peace with God. We receive new life only when we give up on ourselves and submit to God's way of salvation, even if it doesn't make sense to us at first. In 2 Kings 5, the Bible tells the story of Naaman. Naaman was supreme commander of the armed forces for the nation of Aram. As general, he had won major victories and had become one of the richest and most powerful men in that region of the world. With all his success, however, Naaman had one major problem that he couldn't deal with. He had the dreaded disease of leprosy. Leprosy could ruin the skin, disfigure the face, destroy fingers and toes, and eventually lead to death. One day a young girl who worked as a maid in Naaman's house told him about the prophet Elisha, who lived in the Israelite city of Samaria. She told Naaman that Elisha could cure the leprosy. Naaman decided to see if Elisha could help him, and he took with him a large amount of gold and silver, worth about $1 million in today's prices. He was willing to pay almost anything to be healed. Naaman and his staff rode in their horses and chariots and stopped at the door of Elisha's house. But when they got there, Elisha didn't even bother to come out. Instead, he sent his assistant out with a message. Go, wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored and you will be cleansed. Naaman was furious. Didn't Elisha realize who he was dealing with? At the very least, he could have come out personally rather than sending an errand boy. What could Elisha possibly have on his schedule that was more important than helping one of the world's great military leaders? Naaman had expected to see Elisha in person, and he'd expected a grand ceremony with the prophet waving his hand over the spot and curing him. But instead, the prophet had merely sent him a message to go jump in a river. Naaman didn't like being snubbed, and besides, there were rivers in his own country that he liked better than the Jordan. Why couldn't he wash in one of them? Naaman wanted to turn around and go home. But his servants appealed to him. If the prophet had told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more, then, when he tells you, wash and be cleansed? Naaman had been willing to pay Elisha $1 million. He would have been willing to perform any heroic task, no matter how difficult. But he refused to take a bath. That was too easy and too humiliating. Naaman had nothing to lose but his pride, but he still almost refused to wash himself. He nearly rejected his only hope of healing just because of his pride. But finally, Naaman gave in. The Bible says, He went down and dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times, as the man of God had told him. And his flesh was restored, and became clean like that of a young boy. Naaman received the healthy skin of a young boy when he humbled himself like a young boy and simply did as he was told. He swallowed his pride and followed God's way, not his own way. Now, we can't save ourselves from sin any more than Naaman could cure himself of leprosy. We've got to swallow our pride and submit to God's way of saving us. Salvation is a matter too great for us, and we must simply accept the way that God provides. You can work and work to be a good person, but you'll never shake the feeling that you're not good enough. You don't measure up to God's perfect standards. You can pray constantly and use all sorts of meditation techniques. You can give lots of money to the church. You can do anything you want, but you won't have peace with God, and you won't be part of His kingdom. But when you give up on your own efforts and are washed in the blood of Jesus, then you receive eternal life. You may not understand exactly how the death of Christ can save you, but it can. You might not like the idea that His blood is your only hope, but it's a fact, whether you like it or not. God says so. Somehow, the death of God's Son pays the penalty of sin and overcomes the power of Satan, and His resurrection guarantees eternal life to all who believe in Him. So forget about your own efforts to make yourself right with God, and don't insist on some magical or miraculous experience to save you. Just submit to God's way of saving you and put your faith in the cross of Jesus. Trust that His death can save you and give you new life. You have nothing to lose but your pride, and you have everything to gain. You don't have to be restless and fearful about your salvation any longer. Come to that quiet place where you let go of your guilt and fear and rest in the love and mercy of God. Childlike peace always begins with childlike humility, when we depend completely on God. This is clear throughout the Bible, and especially in the teaching of Jesus. On one occasion the Lord said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal Him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus gives rest to weary and worried people, but not everyone responds to His invitation. What God reveals to a child, He may hide from a genius. People who trust in their own brain power will never enjoy the peace of God that surpasses understanding. Little boys and girls are sometimes wiser than the brightest experts and scholars. A child who can sing, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so," already knows something much more important than all the knowledge of all the scholars put together. Many brilliant people, despite their great learning, have missed the most basic truth of all, and so they're unable to find rest for their souls. They would rather keep looking for their own answers rather than listen to what God says. The more they know, the more cynical and unhappy they become. But when Jesus reveals Himself to you, your mind can be at rest. You may not know everything, but you know what really matters. Then you can live with unanswered questions and still enjoy peace of mind. You don't need to know every secret of the universe. You don't have to understand every sentence of the Bible. Your serenity doesn't depend on knowing exactly how the teachings of the Bible and the findings of science fit together. You don't have to know exactly why God allowed you to go through a time of suffering. At some point, you simply say with David, "I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me, but I have stilled and quieted my soul." there really is such a thing as blissful ignorance. You realize that your brain is too small to understand everything, and rather than becoming frustrated, you relax and trust God's infinite wisdom. Now, this doesn't mean that you simply shut your brain off and stop asking questions. It simply means that you recognize your limits and trust God's wisdom even when you don't know all the answers. Most children ask many questions. They want to know as much as they can. But at the same time, they realize that they aren't always able to understand everything as well as their parents do. Little children are constantly asking, "Why? But why? But why?" But even if they don't get an answer they can grasp, they can still trust their parents. In the same way, it's healthy for God's children to want to know more about Him and to ask many questions. But our security and peace of mind do not depend on getting answers to every one of those questions. The Bible doesn't tell us everything we want to know about God. But it does tell us everything we need to know. As the Bible says, "The secret things belong to the Lord our God. But the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever." I can rejoice in what God has revealed to me and not worry too much about the things that are beyond my grasp. In fact, I'm glad He's too marvelous for me to understand. If my little brain could understand everything about God, He wouldn't be God. There's a lot I don't know about God, but I know enough to realize I can trust Him, and I'm just glad He's made me His child. So if your mind's been spinning with difficult questions and things you don't understand, it's time you came to the quiet place. Job was a man who suffered a great deal. He asked many questions and demanded an explanation from God. The Lord never told Job why he had been allowed to suffer so much. But when Job really met God and the Lord revealed His mind-boggling greatness, it was enough. Job said, "Surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know." Job stopped demanding answers and found peace simply by encountering the infinite wisdom and power of God. He found a quiet place. And that same quiet place is still there for every child of God who trusts the Lord even when the questions remain unanswered. If you want to enjoy that quiet place in God's arms, you must not come to God full of your own importance. Humility and serenity always go together. Jesus' followers sometimes argued with one another about which of them would be most important. Finally, they decided to ask Jesus which of them would be greatest in the kingdom of heaven. So what did Jesus do? He called a little child and had him stand among them. And He said, "I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The greatest Christian, according to Jesus, is the one who has childlike humility and trust. You can't even become a Christian unless you change and become like a little child. Pride is the biggest obstacle to real peace and serenity. As long as you think you're strong enough to do everything for yourself and smart enough to figure everything out for yourself, you won't enter the kingdom of heaven and you won't find peace. But when you recognize your own limits, you can stop worrying about the things you can't do and the questions you can't answer. What is impossible for you is easy for God. So if you're tired of worrying and trying to cope with your situation, come to the quiet place. If you fear that you're not good enough to save yourself, you're right, you can't. But God can. If you feel that you don't understand everything, you're right, you don't. But God does. Like a child, you can trust His love and depend on His wisdom, rather than forever worrying about matters that are too great for you. And don't just focus on how small you are, but on how great Jesus is. He's able to keep you safe through every storm in your life. The Bible tells about a time when Jesus and His disciples were crossing the Sea of Galilee in a boat. In Luke 4, the Bible tells us what happened next. "A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion." Imagine the scene. The disciples frantic with fear, and Jesus sleeping like a baby. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. Jesus said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and waves obey him." "Who is this? This is Jesus Christ, the mighty Son of the living God. This is the one who promises rest for the weary and calls us to trust him like little children. No matter what storm is frightening you right now, it is not greater than the power of Jesus. With a single command, he can calm the turmoil and rescue you from danger. Your life is safe whenever you're in the same boat with Jesus. Like children, we need to relax and trust the greatness of our Lord." I remember talking with a little girl who asked me, "Do you think that someday you'll get to be as big as my daddy?" Well, I looked over at her dad and saw that he was quite a bit smaller than I am. So I said, "Well, maybe someday I'll get to be as big as your dad." That little girl thought her dad was the biggest man around. She was so impressed by her father that she overestimated his size. Unfortunately, we often make the opposite mistake with God. We underestimate how great he is. But our Father in heaven really is bigger than everyone else. He's bigger than everyone else put together. If God is for us, it doesn't matter who is against us. If there are things we can't handle, it really doesn't matter, because he can handle them. There are things too great for us, but they are not too great for God. With God, all things are possible. You may be worried whether you can be forgiven for something dreadful that you've done, but let me ask you, is that sin greater than God's love? Do you really think your sin is so great that the blood of God's Son can't cleanse it? If you're troubled by guilt, trust in Jesus and come to the quiet place. You may be struggling with extremely difficult questions, but do you really think that your questions are so great that God doesn't know the answers? Give your mind a rest and come to that quiet place of trust in the God who knows all things. You may be worried about a serious illness or the loss of a job or a broken relationship or some other storm in your life. Maybe your circumstances are beyond your control, but they're not beyond God's control. Jesus is much greater than your problems. Why not come to the quiet place? Become a little child. And just let yourself relax in God's arms of love. My friend, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore. Father, we realize again how small we are and how great you are, and so we come to you now as little children. We've made ourselves dirty, and we need the blood of Jesus to cleanse our guilt. We've asked question after question, and now we rest secure, trusting that you know all things. We have plenty of concerns and worries, and now we cast our cares on you. Grant us your peace that transcends understanding, and shelter our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Thank you.
I am gentle and humble.